I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Earlier this week in Baker, California, four prison inmates were airlifted to hospitals and a dozen others suffered stab wounds after a riot broke out between a group of white and Hispanic inmates at the Baker Community Correctional Facility. Amazingly, no guards were injured in the melee. Ted Conover knows firsthand what can happen inside a prison. He spent nearly a year as a prison guard at Sing Sing as research for his book, New Jack. He joins us from New York. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. So you worked inside Sing Sing. How common were things like these riots?
An actual riot where large numbers of people are wounded is not that common. Every day in most maximum security prisons, you'll have a stabbing or two. But to have a total sort of chaotic situation with a loss of control is not an everyday occurrence.
Wait, every day you'll have a stabbing?
At a place like Sing Sing, you do. I mean, other maximum security prisons are a bit more tightly run, but, you know, there are a lot of violent people in there, and the sort of negotiations between gangs, the back and forth between Latin Kings or Bloods, or in California you have the white gangs, that goes on every day.
And so as a guard, how do you handle that?
As a guard, often you're the last to know. That's the sergeants and the lieutenants and the captains are the ones privy to sort of snitch information about who's planning a hit against whom or when the trouble will be. But as a guard, you just sort of have to feel it through your antennae. And I remember a day I was supervising it. It was after lunch, actually. It was a sort of recreation period indoors in an area with two TVs, about 80 inmates, and only two officers. We were in there. And we had heard earlier in the week that there was trouble between the Latin Kings and some black Muslims. And I just got this prickly feeling on the back of my neck that something was about to happen, and I cannot explain it. And I went to find the other guard I was working with, and he had been coming to find me for the exact same reason. We called the sergeant. He was there 2 seconds before he said, "We're shutting this down." We never knew what was about to happen, but none of us doubted that something was.
And do you ever think riots and fights, do you ever think they're ever justified? Because here are a bunch of, as you say, violent people crammed together in these conditions.
You know, in the case of Attica, which is sort of America's most famous prison riot, the prisoners had a long list of grievances against especially rigid administration, which didn't engage in negotiation, didn't engage in much dialogue with them, and they got angrier and angrier, and there was a sort of context of social protest in the country at the time, and George Jackson had been shot to death by a guard in California just 10 days before, and the whole thing finally exploded. Now, was it justified? No, I don't think it's justified, and actually most prisoners are fearful of riots because it's they who are hurt.
Were you ever fearful? Were you ever terrified?
You know, I was scared almost every single day I went to work. Just because there are, you know, during most of the day as an officer, you're outnumbered 30 or 40 or 50 to 1. And it takes a few months to realize that what protects you is exactly this, the inmates' fear of disorder. They don't want chaos to break out because, as I said, they're the ones who will suffer.
Well, Ted Conover, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.
Ted Conover is a writer in New York, and he's the author of the book, New Jack.